Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Take part in the hashtag gaming discourse for any length of time and you'll come across one or 10 titles that have been hyped up, announced, and then left to die. Years back, it was the Final Fantasy VII Remake, The Last Guardian, or Shenmue 3, all of which finally appeared at the close of the 2010s, after almost a decade each of speculation. Sometimes games just don't make it out whatsoever, and in case you haven't noticed, it's happening more often than ever before. Some of the following are projects that first announced over a decade ago, but all have someone at the helm still prodding the embers, still convincing anyone who'll listen that the game is in fact real. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 video games that definitely exist. Number 9, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Remake. Announced at the PlayStation Showcase in September 2021, the idea of a KOTOR remake was welcomed with open arms. We've not seen anything approximating classic BioWare in far too long, with the only title in recent memory that's recommendable being the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, itself hearkening back to an era after KOTOR, Jade Empire, and everything in between. Cut to the present day, and the reason you haven't seen anything from this Aspyr-developed title is apparently because there's nothing to show. According to various insiders, including Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, whatever version of the game that was in motion got canned in 2022, with development shifting to another of Embracer Group's teams, Saber Interactive, to try again. We've since had another update from known leaker Jeff Grubb, actively saying he doesn't think the KOTOR remake will ever come out, assumedly due to how little of a project direction this has had from the beginning, zero BioWare involvement, and how little we've seen since 2021. Number 8, Perfect Dark. Xbox's first quadruple-A game, a label that means nothing at this point when even AAA titles can't release with stable frame rates, Perfect Dark's reboot is in development hell, coming from a mix of being handled by an all-new team, The Initiative, and a lifespan so far beset by staff departures. Video Games Chronicle reports a number of issues surrounding just what a new Perfect Dark even looks like in 2023 or across the new generation, and it's a question those bringing it together are failing to answer. There's been mention of spy fighting as a gameplay style, body cams, and visceral first-person action, but all we've got to go off publicly is a CG teaser from the Game Awards in 2020. Another line from VGC's tell-all write-up highlights a team size of around 50 people, as of March 2022, with the Initiative partnering with Crystal Dynamics in an attempt to get something over the finish line, or to at least show fans. Number 7, Abandoned. The game that only lived up to its name more as time passed, this absolutely not Hideo Kojima and never was survival horror had all of us going across the pandemic. Developed by Blue Box Studios, themselves responsible for a wave of games that subsist on announcements with nothing to show for it in the end, lead creative Hassan Karaman scored a series of high-profile interviews with NME, IGN, Last Stand Media, and more. In them, he had nothing to say, because there was nothing to show. The Game Awards' Jeff Keighley appeared to support a title that might eventually release, and a date was announced for when the public would get their hands on this PT-like playable demo, only for it to be a bizarrely empty launcher for a teaser that was already shown. Since then, nothing of any remote substance has appeared to justify Abandon's existence, and following Karaman's appearance on Colin Moriarty's Sacred Symbols podcast, Karaman himself admitted he's done a terrible job of representing himself and his supposed game. Number 6, Beyond Good and Evil 2. Farted back into existence during Ubisoft's attempt to stave off a hostile takeover from Vivendi across the late 2010s, Yves Guillemot's company needed as many projects and as much life as possible on show to survive. Thankfully for them, they did, but Beyond Good and Evil 2 was barely an idea, let alone something that would go all the way to release. We got a couple of CG teasers hinting at what the plot might be, and some admittedly impressive tech demos showcasing flight mechanics and open-ended 3D exploration, but that's been about it since 2019. February 2023 saw multiple high-level staffers leave the project altogether, with Beyond Good and Evil creator Michel Ancel also leaving the games industry amidst a wave of reports surrounding toxic leadership Ubisoft-wide. After so many years in development and such a niche sequel being greenlit in the first place, who even knows what this releases as when all's said and done? Number 5, Tekken Cross Street Fighter. Remember this twin project? The whole idea was for Namco and Capcom to develop alternating versions of Tekken meets Street Fighter, with the former being in the Tekken engine, yet featuring Street Fighter characters, and the latter being the opposite. Now, we got the latter in 2012, and although it didn't blow anyone away, the roster was mighty as hell, visuals were awesome, and with tons of Street Fighter and Tekken characters under one roof, watching them clash was worth the price of entry alone. However, the other half of this project just hasn't happened, despite lovable Tekken mastermind Katsuhiro Harada updating fans almost every year, convincing us there is something still in the works. Various Facebook and Twitter polls have asked fans if they still want the game, with a resounding yes as the reply, and development is apparently 30% done, though the project is currently on pause. Harada has routinely said he can't decide whether the game makes any sense anymore, but the likes of Akuma in Tekken 7 does prove that a Street Fighter character works perfectly in the Tekken engine. Number 4, The Elder Scrolls 6. Yep, it's been about half a decade since Bethesda announced The Elder Scrolls 6, possibly done as a way to get ahead of the potential negativity that would surround Fallout 76, or just to quell the sheer amount of people wondering where the next Elder Scrolls was at the time. It's only become clearer over the years that nothing of any worth has happened with this installment just yet. Bethesda's own Todd Howard routinely updates fans with just how much is yet to happen, noting that Starfield needs to essentially get out of the way first before full development on The Elder Scrolls 6 can even take place. Elder Scrolls 6 was also announced long before Microsoft's takeover of ZeniMax, forcing a level of Xbox first-party representation on Bethesda's output that they likely never factored in beforehand. For now, and as has been the case since 2018, we have a teaser trailer, a vague idea of which part of Tamriel this could take place in, and nothing else. Number 3, Prince of Persia: Sands of Time Remake. Prince of Persia's revitalized 2000s run was a thing of beauty and raw marketing whims combined. A beautiful, faithful original installment gave way to a 2000s AF Godsmack-backed new metal sequel that I personally loved, but that divided the fanbase. In vogue by the time Two Thrones came around was stealth mechanics, so Ubisoft attempted to pivot once again, only to bury the IP altogether. 2008's cel-shaded revival was a great game, but no one wanted it, and 2010's Forgotten Sands very much lived up to its name. Ubisoft finally gave up trying, cancelling an in-development installment until September 2020, when a disastrously received remake of that original, pure, faithful Prince of Persia went down like the Hindenburg. Meant to be releasing the following January, Sands of Time's remake has instead been restarted, with development shifting from new studio Ubisoft Mumbai over to veterans Ubisoft Montreal. The change scuppered Ubisoft's plans to revitalize the IP with a remake before pivoting into the incredible-looking Lost Crown, and it makes you wonder if Sands of Time's Redux even needs to exist. Number 2, Little Devil Inside. Announced as one of the first PlayStation 5 exclusives way back in June 2020, Little Devil Inside has become a fascinating tale of what appeared to be a slick new-age platformer backed by one of the most popular consoles on the planet into a strange tale of a developer struggling to get anything off the ground for 2.5 decades. As it would turn out, with fans like myself delving deeper into what's been happening, Little Devil Inside was kickstarted into existence back in 2015 for that generation of consoles, with an original release date of 2016. That date came and went, with the game's 5,000 backers consistently wondering where the hell their cash had gone. Turns out developer Neostream Interactive have been trying to get a game going since 1998, with increased recent pressure resulting in a reappearance during 2021's PlayStation State of Play. This gave fans something of an update gameplay-wise, but yet another release date, winter 2022, didn't see the game launch. It's now fast approaching another 2 years since its last appearance. And number 1, The Day Before. The game that inspired this video, The Day Before, is emblematic of everything wrong with hype cycles, expectation, and potential developer capability. Which is to say, no one other than those coding this project right now knows what the f*** The Day Before even is. Emerging as The Division meets The Last of Us in 2021, an initially impressive blend of driving, third-person shooting, and atmospheric world design drew in an audience of millions. Though in attempting to follow that up, we had a genuinely barren gameplay demo at the start of 2023, and a bizarre bizarre complete tonal shift into sports cars and likely loot systems in a June gameplay update. It's safe to say that developing a large-scale survival MMO for multiple platforms in 2023 is a Herculean task. But from one trailer to the next, there's not been 1 ounce of consistency. Right now, the game is somehow scheduled to launch on November 10th, 2023, with developers Fantastic saying there won't be any further delay. Something just feels mighty fishy about this entire project, and it would be wise to wait until far more clarity is given on the day before's gameplay, scope, price, and longevity. Thanks so much for listening. I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com, and I'll catch you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.